It's my great honor and privilege to be able to introduce to you the greatest teacher in the world, the great Kohan Yisrael Abel Hawkins.
Hello, everyone, again. All right. Look at this. Now, really big. Hey, you may be seated. At the noon meal today, when I was surprised, I didn't know anything about this crown thing, and someone called me and told me that the children wanted to give me something, and that was what the holdup was. And they kept saying, "Well, maybe we could give it to you later." And I said, "Well, I don't want to disappoint our children, especially in things of righteousness." So we kept waiting and waiting, and finally we got it all straightened out and got this crown. So apparently Yahweh wanted us to have this, because the first thing I noticed was nine mountains on top of the crown. And then I got to looking at the colors then after I talked to some people there, some priests, and there was nine of those. That was 18. And we got to looking on the phone, and the great Kohan David Heimerman Hawkins, and we saw the significance there of the numbers. And later I talked to Benjamin, because he called me and he said he was looking at this. Well, he had some more on it, and one of the numbers that intrigued me was nine, which means above all things Abilene. Well, the other numbers, you know, when Yahshua said, "Look up, there's going to be things for you here to see." And of course, we started looking up at that time, and Yahweh had Yahshua put all these things for us to let us know that he's in full control. He's the high priest over the house of Yahweh. Yes. And he's in full control of what is going on in his house and what's taking place. And he's leading us to perfection and eternal life. I want to back off the pulpit here for just a moment and turn this over to Kohan Benjamin Krause Hawkins and let him bring you quickly these numbers. It'll take about 7 minutes, and then I will come back and have prayer with you. May Yahweh bless you.
You may all be seated. Praise Yahweh. May the peace of Yahweh be with each and every one of you. Okay, so I said 7 minutes. This will be the quickest 7 minutes on TV. Get ready. Okay, so we were sitting up here having this beautiful meal together on this Feast of Pentecost. Of course, the first thing when I heard about this number 18 came to my mind was a fact. And I did up a little math on my calculator. Today is 6/12. And of course, 6 plus 12 is 18. But then I got to playing around with a little more. And if you go ahead and just add up the entire date, it is 18. It turns out to be 18. Now, remember what we showed on this horse? Actually, this right here, this is the Nyquist horse crossing the finish line at the Kentucky Derby. And notice he's also wearing the number 13. And his rider is wearing purple, of all colors. He's wearing purple. And then at the Belmont Stakes, just yesterday on 6/11 at the Belmont Stakes. Now, y'all remember what that name Bell means, right? Bell is Baal. And Belmont means the mountain of Baal. And it's actually, this race takes place in a place called Elgin, E-L-G-O-N, New York. And I guess that means that El, or God, is about to be gone, right? Okay, now, I want to show you something very interesting about First of all, Nyquist, I have to get on the record here that Nyquist ran in the 142nd Kentucky Derby. Write that number down, 142. 142. That was in last month, in the Roman month of May. And if you remember, I brought out about this Nyquist meaning, and this is written by a guy from Moody Bible Institute with the last name Nyquist. His name was Paul Nyquist. And he showed that the name Nyquist means new branch or new twig in Swedish. And of course, the Creator, yesterday on 6/11, the Creator, the name of the horse was Creator. He won in the Belmont Stakes. Now, he beat a horse, if you remember, we showed this morning, he beat a horse by the name of Destin. Destin, as I believe I showed, meant destiny. And destiny in Isaiah 65:11, remember that troop and that number, okay, is destiny. Okay, now, I want you to zero in on this time. This time, the winning time in this race was 2 minutes, 28 seconds, 2:28:51. 2:28:51 is what it shows here, okay? Keep those numbers in your mind. I'm about to show you something about that. And remember, it says that he beat him by a nose. And we know what kind of nose. We've been talking about that Hawkins nose for a number of years now, so I think everybody is well aware of that nose thing. Now, something else I want to show you here that this... Remember this temple of Baal they put up? And we told you that the gates of hell would not prevail. There's the gematria on it, the temple of Baal, 666. And 2016, 216 is 6 times 6 times 6, okay? We're showing that their time is about up, okay? They're at the end of their road. Okay, now, the Preakness that the horse ran in was 148th Preakness Stakes. I want to see if I can... It was the 148th running of the Preakness. It was the 142nd Kentucky Derby, and it was the 148th running of the Preakness Stakes. So we looked up 148, okay? 148, and here's what it means. "148" in Hebrew means counselors. It also means judge. Judge. Write that down. And it's from number 147, which is this word right here. The word idar. And it means a threshing floor. Now, does everybody remember yesterday when Pastor was up here speaking about the threshing floor? And how they would winnow the wheat and get rid of the chaff in the summer. Remember? The summer wind? Well, that's what it means. It's the summer threshing floors. And you can read about it in Daniel 2:35 about how the winnowers are even going to go to Babylon. And Babylon is going to be, brought down. Now, let me show you something else very interesting. Here's the winning time. Remember, it was 2:28:51. That also adds up to 18. By the way, the effect of the green is on my calculator. It's just an odd coincidence, right? That's the color it comes out on my calculator. I want to remind you of a sermon that was given before I go and show you the rest of these numbers, this last couple numbers. On 2/28 of last year, myself and the great Kohan David Heimerman Hawkins gave sermons regarding the number 17. Y'all remember that? The number 17 meant total victory and to prevail. Revelation 17, remember those that, or Revelation 15, verse 2, those that prevail over the mark of the beast. Okay, and also Revelation 17 showing those that are with Yahshua are called, chosen, and faithful. Revelation 17, you can read that. But that sermon was on 2/28, February. You can go back in the archives on yahweh.com and watch it. And here's the actual calendar that I showed during that sermon. And we started on the 28th. Remember, we counted the 74, and we came to 512, the 37th Omar, okay? And in that sermon also was mentioned, it was quoted, a sermon pastor gave 17 years ago to that very day, or to the day that this was written in the book of Israel, and it was showed about the coming and the gathering, okay, in verse 51, and I showed how 51 is 17 times 3. So again, the horse's winning number, the winning time was, what was it again? 20, what was it again, guys? 2:28:51, okay? So back to this 148, I'm almost done. 148 is from 142. And 142 means majestic. It means great. It means glorious. It means honorable. To be great or magnificent, glorious, honorable. Like how our pastor and overseer makes the law glorious and he magnifies it and makes it honorable. He honors Yahweh by teaching us how to keep the Sabbath day. Okay? That's Isaiah 42:21 for your notes. We read from Isaiah 42 today. And, okay, the last number I wanted to show you is this number right here, number 18. Pastor showed you some other things about it, but I went and looked it up in the Greek, and it actually means, it says here good in nature, but of course we know that means righteous. And it means, it goes to word number 2570. Word number 2570. And notice, worthy, beautiful, honorable, noble. Honorable. The same thing we just got done seeing there. How Yahweh, how Pastor Israel Hawkins lifts Yahweh up, glorifies Yahweh, and makes the law honorable. And brothers and sisters, we're about to see a great, great gathering take place to the great house of Yahweh. I want you to remember that sermon on the 153 fish, because 153 times 4 is 5 or 6, 12. Okay? We're about to see a multiplication. Thousands of people are getting ready to come to this house. Are you ready? Well, it's been an honor speaking with you, and now I know you're waiting on the greatest teacher in the world, the great Kahan Israel Abel Hawkins.
Thank you. You may be seated. There was one thing I think I failed to give it to Kohan Benjamin Krause Hawkins, but the number of signatures that was on that crown. Oh, there it is. Can you see that those signatures on that crown? There's 17.
Flip it over one, too.
17? I don't know how to flip it. What is that?
Okay.
Yeah, we got it.
Yeah, it's showing. There. Okay.
Two more on the side of it.
Okay.
17 total.
17 total. And, of course, that was the first number on my lot, if you remember. 17, 28, 74. Now, of course... Satan is, you know, she's not going to give up easy. She's, she intends, her full intentions are, and she's getting full cooperation from the beastly system, the Catholic Church, who's leading all the religions of the world. You can see this just by watching the news now, that she's the leader. They've all signed their allegiance over to her. And they're going to bring this about. Now, I asked for a copy of an article from NASA a while ago. They secretly lifted off a huge office complex into space. Now, that's what the article says, and we have no reason to not to believe it, but someone found out about it, and of course they reported it. I haven't got the article yet, but I read it on the phone. And but they're getting ready. This was some of the rumors before, that they had planned on putting the leading people out into space. The best I remember, Russia has missiles that can knock out satellites. I don't think they're going to be safe out there floating around in an office and giving orders to kill people on the earth. This doesn't really make any sense, but the world is so confused right now, there's no telling what they might do. The thing that I want to warn you about, I know that many of you are going back out into the world, and I would that you didn't need to, but I guess you do. It's a very evil place, and it's getting worse every day. One of our deacons, Stefania Rutoski, called me the other day, and he's in a store. It's HEB, and he said, "I can't believe what I'm reading, but I want to read this to you. This is a very popular sausage that they're selling here." Cyril added, "U.S. inspected and passed by Department of Agriculture, cook before eating, keep refrigerated, remove the crozo from casing and break up into frying pan, cook on medium heat until it reaches a minimum temperature of 170 degrees Fahrenheit. This should take a minimum of 8 minutes. After this is thoroughly cooked, add 2 eggs to each link of sausage. Stir the eggs together with the sausage. When eggs are fully cooked, serve. Safe handling instructions. This product was prepared from inspected and passed meat and or poultry, whatever they wanted to put in it. Some food products may contain bacteria that could cause illness if the product is mishandled or cooked improperly. For your protection now, follow these safe handling instructions. Keep refrigerated or frozen. Thaw in refrigerator or microwave. Keep raw meat and poultry separated from other foods. Now, this is sitting right there with your beef products, you know, in the same refrigerator. But you're not supposed to keep it with your other food products when you get it home. Wash working surfaces include cutting boards, utensils, and hands. After touching raw meat or poultry, cook thoroughly. Keep hot foods hot. Refrigerate leftovers immediately or discard. Now, here's the ingredients of what you're about to eat. Pork, slavery, glens, lymph nodes, and fat. Now, that includes, of course, the fat around the kidneys that Yahweh says to throw away even in clean foods. Vinegar, that's the only clean product I think there is that I see in this whole thing. And this is what you're seeing out there in the world. Now, these things are served in restaurants. And of course, the same people that serve this is they're making your pancakes and eggs for you. So in actual fact, you're eating these lymph nodes from pork, eating the fat around the kidneys, probably the kidneys too. Kidneys are like drinking urine. The only thing the urine is flushing out more of the bacteria that the kidneys are holding on to. Now that's just in the food line. Everything out there that I know of that you go into a grocery store and buy is unclean. More than 1 million sexually transmitted infections, STDs, are acquired every day. Did you get that? More than 1 million. Each year, there are an estimated 357 million new infections, with one in four STDs, with one of these four, chlamydia, gonorrhea, syphilis, and trichomosis. More than 500 million people are estimated to have genital infections and herpes simplex viruses. More than 290 million women have a human papillomavirus. Yes, this is the world you're going back into that Yahweh says, come out from. Are you making a real effort to come out of this world or not? You need to start thinking what you're doing and what you're going to get yourself into if you don't start working towards this goal. Chlamydia cases reported in 1,441,789, and this is just about the estimate of all the STDs each year. So you can see everybody, everything is an evil mess in the world today. I could go on and on, but that should pretty much paint the picture, I would think. This is the article. Praise Yahweh. A huge Delta IV rocket just launched a secret spy satellite. The ULA successfully launched a giant Delta IV rocket this afternoon that's supposed to be carrying a secret spy satellite into space for the National Reconnaissance Office. The rocket manufactured, this was a little different now on the phone, it's almost like a office complex that was lifted into space. Manufactured by the United Launch Alliance, was originally scheduled to launch on Thursday, but plans were canceled due to bad weather. Out there, what it's going to do, we'll see in just a little while. U.S. spy satellite launches atop world's most powerful rocket. A new U.S. spy satellite, same thing but a different story. I'm not going to read the whole thing because it's several pages long. We are going to see, we're coming to the showdown with Satan. And we're coming to the time when we're going to take over, of course, not only the earth, but the heavens. And this is what Yahweh is showing, the heavens and the earth. In Deuteronomy 30, if you just pay attention to what Yahweh says here, Genesis 1:26 shows the reason he made mankind. You're the finishing touch on this plan, this kingdom of priests that he also offered to the children of Abraham, the heads of Jacob, who hated righteousness. And of course, they didn't accept it, and it was taken from them, of course. But it's offered to you right now, and you're the remnant of this planned kingdom of priests that Yahweh is showing to the universe, to heaven and to earth at this time. I showed you this morning, today in the sermon this morning, how that the earth was defiled. It was greatly defiled. And therefore, the flood started coming. The rain was uncontrollable. And, of course, the earth was flooded. And in order to clean the earth up, of course, and that was what it was for. And the microorganisms could once again go to work. And, of course, with the righteousness prevailing for a while, and Yahweh saw to it that the instructions of righteousness kept prevailing until this last part of this generation, where there was 1,500 years, and then this generation started to bring back this knowledge again, it was disappearing. The Catholic Church right now people find this history hard to believe, where they took the book of Yahweh and they took it captive and would not let it be printed or read or followed for over 1,500 years. Yahweh brought it back to fulfill the prophecy of in the last days, I will establish my house. And of course, one of the laws is search out the book of Yahweh and read. And of course, that's what we can do now. We can do that. So, but Yahweh brought that about for us, so we would have these instructions. Well, here in Deuteronomy 30 and verse 15, he says, "See, I have set before you this day life by righteousness, and but also death and destruction." And then he says on down in verse 19, he says, "I call heaven and earth to witness against you this day," or that word is actually "with you," to witness with you this day that I've set before you life and death, blessings and cursing. He wants the universe to see and understand what is bringing the wars and destruction that went on earth. He allowed it to go on earth when he first created the earth. And then he cleaned the earth up, started it to put mankind on it, and then started his plan into action. Millions of years before that, he probably worked out these numbers this morning for us to see where Yahweh was at, where the great part about it is he was inspiring our children, very young children, to work in the house of Yahweh. This is the wonderful power that our high priest has working with you right now. And the closer you get to Yahshua and his way of doing things, and what you see his example was when he was teaching the 12 disciples, the more he can work with you and sin, the more he sees the desire for you to be righteous, the closer he can get to you. Well, heaven and earth, he's doing this as a witness to show that you can choose life and you can choose death just by your words, your attitude, your character, your location, all of these things that you put yourself in. You can choose life, and you can start coming out of this world as Yahweh told you to begin with. You can start coming out of this world, not being a part of it, working towards getting out of it, not further in debt to it. The bondage that was in Egypt is just exactly the bondage that's being held in the United States over every citizen in the United States. The great bondage. There's no way of getting out of it. You keep getting deeper, not up, not climbing up, but going down into this. Every loan you make, you tie yourself up for months or years. Some people tie themselves up for 40 to 45 years with a house loan. Car loans now, I think you can tie yourself up with 5 years or more on a car. That car is going to be wore out before you get the thing paid for. And then they're saying that 90-something percent of the people could not handle a $500 repair bill on their car. Now, this is the bondage that we're working under. And Yahweh told the children of Israel, "Abraham's seed, I will take you out of this bondage." Well, of course, they said they weren't in bondage. No, they were the ones that was creating the bondage. But Yahweh put a carrot in front of them and they came out. And from there came forth the Savior, even though they went back into Egypt, so to speak, in their minds and heart. Well, the same bondage took place there. It wasn't like the movie that of Moses, where there's over them with whips and beating them down and making them pull that load to build a pyramid or something. No, it was banks and loans, just like you see right here today. in America. The same setup has always been from the School of Higher Learning, Cush. Remember, Cush, we'll get deeper into that. Ham, Cush, son of Ham, you know, chapter 10 of Matithya. He built the school of the higher school of learning, which is nothing but tyranny that they put the people through. They go half of their life through a school so they can learn to work and support the beastly system, not only with their own bodies in the war fighting against the other nations, but selling, building and selling the equipment. That's what 1 Samuel 8, where Samuel told them, this is what you're going to get into, and then you're going to be, you know, he's going to take your sons and your daughters, and he's going to put them into the wars. This is the same bondage you came out of, and here you're going back into it. But Yahweh said, gently tell them, this is what you're doing. You need to get out of it. And Yahshua says, come out of it. Come out of the world. The world is a horrible place to be right now, and the efforts you make to come out of it will show Yahweh how soon you want this kingdom to come that will take you out, take the world, change the world. It's a witness right now. It's going to fall. There's going to be a showdown, of course, and it's going to look really, really bad. You're going to see thousands falling. We're already seeing that around the great river Euphrates, but this same thing is going to evolve America, a great burning that's going to take place, and few men left. We're shown that. It starts with Cain and his way. That was Cain's way, the way of war, vengeance, building up the huge armies, and fighting each other. That's what we see throughout the world today, and it's all led and produced by the religion that sits on the seven hills. They've pulled all the religions into these wars. That they, if a person is not strong, they take them over. And this is what we were told the first when we went to Israel in 1982. That was the year that I went to get the measurements, and that's when I went to work on the Temple Mount. And that, I've told you about this, and Muslims met me and confronted me. I didn't know anything about the mound, and I got into their area up there with the mosque, and they wanted me to take my shoes off and go in the mosque. And I didn't want to take my shoes off, and I didn't want to go in their mosque. And they started raising a fuss, and I grabbed a cave of the hand. I saw some Israeli soldiers on the other side of the mound. I grabbed her by the hand, and I ran with her to the Israeli soldiers. And of course, the Muslims was run after me for a little while and stopped. Well, that's how easy it was to get a rat started up there. And of course, we saw that. Shaul and I and the ones that's working with us last in this work in Israel, we saw this, and we were across the cemetery on the hill from the Muslim mosque, and we were trying to get through the peaceful solution with the temple brochure at that time. And one of the newspapers reporters that was working with us, we had two or three carloads of people there on that across the cemetery from the mosque. One of the newspapers reporters showed this to one of the Arabs that would come there to talk to us, and they didn't know how to present it, of course, and right away the boy grabbed it out of their hand and took off running, and he went to yelling, and pretty soon a crowd started gathering, and they was running our way. A camel got so excited he was running, swinging the chain back at you. You remember that? And the authorities wanted us to get in the car and get out of there. And I said, no, I want to talk to them. I want to talk to these people. And I think Shaul finally grabbed me a hold of the hand and said, we got to go. But anyway, it's really easy to stir up, you know, get yourself into trouble there. Now, the world is full of hatred. You see it here in America now. And they're saying now that ISIS has killed 50 people. That they have here in the United States. This just occurred while you were here safely in Yahweh's house, learning of His righteousness, the way of life, witnessing that He set here life, but He's also set here on earth the tree of death and destruction that has taken over the complete earth at this time. There is no peace on earth, anywhere on earth, no safety on earth, except the house of Yahweh. That's a fact. And Yahweh says you're going to see this thousands of people fall, but it won't come near you. It won't come near you unless you're out there in the world. And of course, we're trying right now. We're trying to get the people out of the world and get them here. They're trying to get here. And Yahweh says they're going to come over to you. You can bet everything you got and win the bet that they are going to come to the house. If you'd all stand, I'd like to have prayer with you. Our Father in heaven, whose name is Yahweh, this is Israel Hawkins, Father, your last day's witness, coming to you, Father, through Yahshua, our high priest and king, over the house of Yahweh, coming before you, Father, along with your whole house, and on behalf of your whole house, your children, Father, your adults that you have called into the house of Yahweh. We pray for their safety and guidance, Father, and inspiration. We pray for their way of thinking, and Father, that you inspire them to do righteousness with the weakness of the human mind and the human bodies. There's mistakes made, and tempers flare up, and anger displayed, and we're asking, Father, that you get every bit of that out of every person in the house. We need inspiration every minute of the day, Father, to be like Yahshua Messiah. We're striving right now to do that, to come to complete perfection as He is, and to be also, Father, and as part of the kingdom as He is. And we know that it's coming soon. We know that it's coming in this generation. From the signs we see from you, Father, it seems to be, if we're right, it seems to be this year. And we're thanking you for this information, Father. Many things are showing us this, and we think this is real, and we're preparing for it. We bless you and praise you for that, for the information that you're giving us and the urgency of it. And we ask, Father, that you open the doors and make a way for your people. And we are striving to be ready for them. We're striving to, and we will continually strive and work with them when they're here. When you bring them here, we'll continually strive to take care of every need and expand the work and the land and everything around us to take care of the people that you call out of this world. Yeah, I know this looks like an impossible thing, but I know, Father, you're going to do it. The prophecies say you will, and every prophecy we see is coming to pass at this time. And we believe you, Father, and trust in you. Father, there's many that still out in the world with jobs, and here in America as well as overseas. We're asking you, Father, to make a way for them also and inspire them. Bring about circumstances, Father,
for them. We also, Father, ask for healthy minds and healthy bodies for them. Guard them against the evil that is in this world, the sickness and disease, the unclean foods. Continually inspire them to stay away from them and to keep themselves clean and holy and in touch with you. We know it's very easy to cut ourselves off from you, as we see in Isaiah 59, 1 and 2, when we're out in the world. And even here, Father, we see that and we guard against it and try to teach and guide your people here to stay alert and keep themselves free from words that will condemn them. Father, we asked you to guard against the accidents that we call them accidents that is brought about in today's society with the fast-moving automobiles and planes and then, of course, the people that are wanting to blow up the planes and the people that are wanting to shoot people with guns and knife people and blow them up with bombs. We know that this is increasing also, and there each one is making a show because of the gods that they're following. Father, please don't let us be in their council. Please keep us out of their assemblies. We bless you and praise you for this wonderful feast that you gave us and the fact that you've shown that you're here, your eyes and heart is here, and you've shown us that you're with us in this feast and enjoying it with us. We bless you and praise you for that. We look forward, Father, to the day when we, as your family, will bring peace to the entire universe and we will see war no more. We know that's a promise of yours and we trust in it, and we know that we're going to be instruments in bringing it about. The grandest thing that mankind could achieve is a place in your kingdom, and we realize that and want to be a part of it. We thank you and praise you, Father, for this great feast and the food, the kosher food that was served, and it was a banquet to us, very enjoyable. And everyone, the joy that everyone shared in the days together, the hours that we had together. We know at sundown the Feast of Pentecost is over and the people will be wanting or needing go back out into the world. And this we fear, and we ask you, Father, to please protect all of us in your house and bring us together soon where we won't have to be separated and go back out into the world ever again. We bless you and praise you and ask these things and give you thanks in Yeshua's name. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Praise Yahweh. If you still longs and can still stand it, let's give Yahweh a praise Yahweh that he'll never forget, okay? At the count of three, hallelujah, Yahweh. One, two, three. Hallelujah, Yahweh! Praise Yahweh! I love you!